This episode is also brought to you by Life, L-Y-F-E. Live yours fullest every day. Live your fullest every day. That's what it's all about. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. No, live today with the hopes of tomorrow. Put things in order, set things up. But always remember, you know, life's not guaranteed. So it's best to, you know, live your fullest every day.
Oh God.
Running them again.
Real stupid, dog. Big up to Movado. My favorite artist. I rate him. Tell you that. From day one. Yo. I'm laughing. Because I find a lot of things amusing that shouldn't even be, it shouldn't even be like discussions, you know. Well, let me pedal that back and start over. What I really want to say is, you know, domestic violence is real. Nobody should have to go through any kind of domestic violence. Like, no matter what, man, like, if you can't talk it out, if you can't sit down with your partner and have a conversation, and this should really be like from the beginning, from day one, you get me? Like, going into something or planning on being with someone, you should talk about what you want, and you should stick to those values that you want, and those things that you bring up in the original conversation. You get me? Take time, have conversations. You know, I tell the boys all the time, yo, you should treat your relationship, your private relationship, your friendship, you know, your romantic relationship, the same way you treat the job, right? A lot of people don't agree that you should give your job a 2 weeks notice because they could cut you off at any time. So take that same energy, you know what I mean? And if you don't think you're being respected in a relationship, cut it off. You get me? You don't have to give them another chance. You don't have to give 2 weeks notice before you leave. Yo, pack your shit and dip. I'm not saying domestic violence is funny. Not saying that at all. What I am saying, though, before you put your hands on someone, or you allow someone to put their hands on you, you should know that it's not going to work out. It's not going to work out after that. Walk away. Right? Protect yourself and just walk away. And then that's just one thing. There is no time. There is no, like I've said before and I say all the time, being adult does not mean you're paying bills and you're 18. Societal standards says, yes, you're now an adult, you know, but yo, sometimes at 18, at 15, you made up your mind, like, this is what you want out of life. You want better things. You get me? And I think it's the same attitude when you get with someone, you know, you got to check on that person. Your job give you 90 days of probation period. In a relationship, you should check in every so often. You know, because you're both living life, trying to do right by each other. Time go on, and you tend to start living for the other person. Or at certain point, you say to yourself, this is not working out for me, but I'm kind of happy a little bit. So I'll stick around and I'll take the little happiness, but I'll start giving happiness elsewhere. Right? If you can't give your all, walk away. You get me? I'm hoping that's making sense. Right? But I just laugh because I love Movado. One of the greatest artists, right? And even though the song goes on to talk about a certain situation of another artist, you know, it's there's a lot of truth in it. Like most storytelling, you know, sometimes the truth gets stretched. You get me? But all I'm saying is, yo, there are people getting beat up out here. Dre just got over 1 million views or something crazy. You know, he just went from like no one following his page to over 1,000 views in less than 24 hours and just continuously growing. And only thing that happened on his page was he was getting beat up by his girlfriend. Right? And now he's getting sponsors. He's other people like viewing his page. He's doing content with other social media stars. People find that shit funny. You know? Like, no one is calling and checking up on him. Everybody's just like, I'm going to follow his page because I want to see, you know, if she's going to beat him tomorrow or what she's going to beat him with next. You know, meanwhile, my man's over there living horribly, you know, getting beat on live by anyone, especially by your partner. You know, like, it doesn't look good. That shit is not cute. But dudes out here getting it. Dudes are really out here getting beat up, you know, and then they saying the same shit when you call or ask them, like, yo, you all right? Like, yo, you want me to come pick you up? Like, listen, you know what I mean? Like, you can't be tolerating that. Like, there's certain things you got to do. Nah, I'm good, man. Listen, like, yeah, it was just a misunderstanding. Oh, she apologized. She said she's gonna do better. And it's vice versa. It's vice versa. You know, he said he's gonna do better. You know, he apologized to me. He was just going through a tough time. You know what I mean? Cause it's not just men that's beating on women out here. And it's not just women that's beating on other women. You know? Or men beating on men. There's a lot of strong chicks out here who in some couple years ago start making some serious money, and then now they're like, yo, you know, I'm the main breadwinner, so listen, you're gonna have to do as I say. You know what I mean? But I say all of that to say this. Have the conversation. You know what I mean? Like, not to talk about myself, I'm a big boy. Always been a big guy. You know what I mean? Ever since I was a youngin', been a big guy, right? And I don't go for hard talk. You cannot have a hard yelling, or even if I think that you are raising your voice in my direction in somewhat of a negative way, that's it. Like, you know, I may or may not go for a walk. You know what I mean? I'll pull a 1940s divorce where I just say I'm gonna go grab cigarettes and just don't come back. You know, like, you, I don't go for it. And that's because a lot of things. One, I'm not gonna yell at you. That's number one. I'll never raise my voice. It's not me. It's not my character. But above that, which is number zero, I'm a big guy. right? And there is no way, there is no court that will look at me and say, listen, she was abusing you. Because they'll look at me, they'll look at my statue and say, you're a big guy, you should know better. So therefore, I don't raise my voice. We're not having no hard talk. You know what I mean? If you're upset about something, you have all right to be upset. You talk to me when you calm down. Because I'm going to talk when I calm down. Right? And life happens. You know what I mean? I've been in a relationship where, you know, she decided that she's going to go and defend a friend. And then looked at me to defend her. And I was like, listen, that have nothing to do with me. And I got criticized for it. You know, I was told I was supposed to defend my woman. Right? And then I explained my side of the story. Said, that have nothing to do with me. That had nothing to do with her. She chose to go defend her friend. And then look at me for me to defend. No, no, that's not how it works. Because I told her from day one, we're not fighting in this relationship. We're not arguing about anything. We have conversation like civilized individual. If we are old enough to be in a romantic relationship, then we are old enough to have conversation, right? And treat each other with respect. And above all, I'm going to be dating you. You're going to be dating me. I will do for you. And I expect you to do for me. So, the situation that happened outside of the house with a friend of hers, who's not my friend, because my friends don't act like that. And then later on, I get accused of not being a man because I choose not to defend my woman when she put herself in that situation that she did not have to be in. Right? Long story long, she ended up apologizing and saying like, yeah, I was right. Because another thing about being a bigger guy is you easily become a target. Easily become a target. I'm too big for a lot of dumb shit. I'm too big to go rob banks. I'm too big to be a fool. Too big to be a clown. There's a lot of jobs that won't even take my application based on my stature. Right? Same way, I will get a lot of opportunities based on my build. You know, based on the simple fact that I'm bigger than the average person. I could go be a bodyguard. I could go be a fucking target too. You get me? The military won't take me because I'm over 6'6". And that makes you a liability. So why put yourself in a position to be a target? There's not a lot of women when I was dating that I could date that was 6'2", 6'3". So that's what I say. If we start yelling at each other, it's going to lead to other things. Eventually, it's going to lead to other things. It's just like how most people were stealing money from their mama purse or from their grandmother piggy bank, and they later on became thieves. And I'm sure somewhere in one of all the Bibles say you start out as being a petty thief, and you build your way up to murder. And that's where it all ends. And it's the same thing when it comes to friends you choose to have, when it comes to relationship you choose to get into. So, before it gets to the domestic violence part, y'all let your partner know, I'm never going to raise my voice at you. And I appreciate if you do the same for me. Don't yell at me. Don't embarrass me in front of family or friends. If we go out and you don't like the way I carry myself out, you wait until I get home. You wait until you're in a better position to speak to me properly. Because that's the courtesy I'll give you. You get me? Nothing funny about being beat up. But I say all of that to say this. Gotta start somewhere, folks. Protect yourself. Be wise about life. Right? And at some point you get to an age, whether it's 25, 30, that you should be telling yourself when you're 19, 20, 21, 24, 27, 28, you should always tell yourself at some point, I want better. I want to do better. I don't want to live like this based on the way you're living at that time and the way you see others living. You don't want to be 30 or 50 and worry about how you're going to feed yourself. You should have certain things set up. That's what being an adult is all about, right? You don't want to be 35 thinking to yourself, I've done nothing for the last 20 years. I've done nothing for the past 10 years. Like, what the savings look like? Can I do? You know what I mean? You don't want to be struggling. Same way you don't want to struggle. You don't want to have to worry. You don't want to get beat up by your spouse. A lot of people think Dre is funny because his girl's beating him up. No one's going to really take you serious. Imagine as a man, you coming into work with a black eye. Your boss is like, yo, you good? He's like, yeah, my wife just punched me in the face. It might sound funny, but it's not. Yo, protect yourself. Protect your inner energy. Do right by yourself first. Don't tolerate a lot of shit. You get to a certain point where it's like, it's not for you. You gotta live better. You get me? Yo, again, Ruskanuz. If I said something that turned on a light, listen, and I laugh in the beginning, but DV is not funny at all. Be wise, yeah? Do better.
This episode is brought to you by Raising Royalty, Empire's Way, where we put the children first and everything that's positive. Let's uplift our youths of today, for tomorrow they will be great adults and push the world forward in a positive manner. I mean, what else is there to fucking do? Well, we can't be walking around teaching everyone else to be idiots. You had a sense? Might as well teach them to do something fucking good. God.